Think about the modern chorus, for example, right? Anthemic choruses. Really didn't exist, you know, prior to like the 80s. You know, if you think about it, Street Fighting Man, no chorus. 4-bar turnaround. Back in Black, no chorus. 4-bar turnaround. Choruses are the devil. Chorus guitar solo, chorus. Actually, don't panic, guitar solo, chorus. Either or. This next song, is anyone here, did they come to the show last night? Okay, I'm just gonna tell the same fucking story, so go get a beer. I mean, I could lie, I could change it up, but when I was abducted by aliens, I only had this guitar. I wrote this song in the shower while I was making a record called White Light Rock and Roll Review. And as I'm prone to, I always write a song or two in the middle of making a record. Sometimes it turns out well, sometimes it doesn't. Rico, for example, would be a song that did not turn out well. At the time, I was convinced that it had. But, you know, I've lived in denial for a while, and I've come to see the light. Hello, Tom Bone would be another song that I wrote while we were making a record. And at the time, was great. But after 5,000 times playing it, it can get to you. Avalanche would have been, I guess, Near Fantastic and A Long Way Down. Both of those came later, so I can live with that. The White Light Rock and Roll Review, I wrote this song while it was being recorded. And unfortunately, it ended up being a hidden track because the record label thought it was too country. So, and at the time, I was listening to a lot of Hank Williams and a lot of Johnny Cash. You might not think that of me, but I'm a huge country fan, actually. Old country's fantastic. It's the new stuff that's not particularly all that good. So anyway, yeah, so this got tagged on to the end of that record. the story. I was in the shower. I almost forgot about that completely. I was in the shower and the idea for the song came to me. And I just kind of started singing the melody and the first verse. So I got out of the shower, and because all my guitars were down in the studio, I didn't have any guitars at home. The only guitar that I had was this electric guitar that Dale Earnhardt Jr. had given me that was buried in a closet. So I had to go fish this thing out. I'm in a towel. I haven't dried myself off because I don't want to forget it. So I'm sitting there playing this Les Paul that's completely out of tune, trying to figure out, well, you know, the chords, what the chords I should put to it. And I actually got dressed without getting dried off and drove to the studio. And we recorded it that day. That's the story behind that.